podcast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
I said a bang, bang, bangity bang. I said bang, bang, bangity bang,
bangity bang.
Did you see you got called to task for not mentioning that during your happy songs?
Yeah, I did, sir. Did you see I commented on the comment?
I did not see that you commented on the comment. What was your comment on the comment?
That I randomly sing that song. That's all.
Yeah, oh, I'm sure she's aware of that. She's listened to the show. I believe it was Chelsea, right?
Yes.
Who is it? Chelsea Carter? Is it Kelsey or Chelsea?
Where's that from?
The outtakes of the first Rush Hour.
Yes.
Outtakes of your false mother.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Tancast.
I have a podcast I do with my two old roommates. Our names are Tim, Andy, and Noah, so we called it Tancast because we are not creative. And basically we talk about movies and TV and, you know, current events, but really it's just an excuse for us to get together about once a week and insult each other's mothers for about an hour, and it's good time. But it's filled with inappropriate content, inappropriate language. Like, our most popular bit is this debate we did about whether or not you could stop Superman from raping you if you wanted to. Yeah, spoiler alert, no. It's gonna happen. Happy thoughts. But you ask, like, you're clean on stage, why do you have this slutty podcast? The best laughs you get in life are the laughs you get when you're not supposed to be laughing. Like you're in church and someone cuts off.
Tancast.
Welcome to Tancast.
What?
Welcome. I said welcome to Tancast. Clean your ears out, bitch.
Right. What'd you say?
I said Noah is a motherfucker.
I did fuck your mother. Thank you for noticing.
I'm Tim. The T in Noah is a motherfucker.
I'm Andy. The A in Noah is a motherfucker.
I'm Noah. The N in Noah is a motherfucker.
You're the whole Noah.
Bazinga.
Oh, yeah, that too.
And when you hear this sound, that means there's a link to whatever we're talking about in the show notes. But if you hear a baby in the background, that's just my baby.
My
people
baby.
People who say I should not be so curmudgeonly about letting babies be involved, you're in for a treat. Michael will be sitting with us all day. Isn't that right, Michael? All right.
Hey, we did get a comment on, not the previous episode, but the one prior to that, 174, saying, Little Andy's on-air visits are the shit. Ignore Tim.
That was what I was referring to.
Ah, okay. I was like, yeah, Michael's... I will ignore Tim. Thanks, Murray, our number one Aussie fan.
Good night, Mike.
And thank you for commenting again.
Number one awesome fan is what I'm going to call him.
And also, Latino Jess or Jesus, thank you for holding down the comment fort. And Chelsea. Not a lot of commenting going on, but those three have kind of kept it alive. Mostly, and Grace. Grace comments a lot.
Yeah, don't forget about Grace.
I never forget about Grace.
Motherfuckers act like they forgot about Grace.
Amazing.
No.
Fuck you, Michael found that funny.
He obviously has no taste.
Yeah.
Oh, he has taste. He cried when he saw you, didn't he?
No.
Yeah, but you're talking about the kid who tried to
shove
his hands in his own shit 2 weeks ago, so. Actually, it was a week and a half ago. Because we're recording on a Wednesday.
Woo! Oh, yes. Before we go any further, props to my two co-hosts for rearranging their schedule so we can start recording in midweek.
Hey, baby, you know we got your back. And your front.
And your middle. And your balls. We got your balls, son.
I hear him, Michael.
Should we hear Michael?
Do you want to do some?
Only you could see all this drool. Good golly gosh.
Oh. You have not even begun to enter the world of drool, my friend.
Oh, I've entered it. It's entered.
You have not begun to drool.
There is no baby, only drool. It's a little Ghostbusters reference.
Yay.
You know what? Fuck it. I'm putting the bib on you just for drool. How you like that?
Yep.
Now you're just wearing a bib for no reason.
Yeah, we started to do it too. Kept us from having to change his clothes constantly.
I believe Noah was about to throw to Tan Laughs.
Yes.
And here we go with some Tan Laughs.
And away we go.
All right.
Just make sure that they don't blow.
I'll go first since I suggested it.
Okay.
This one's called The Wedding Ring.
I like it.
A man who was born and bred in Woodridge, Western Australia, went to the hospital to have his wedding ring cut off from his penis. According to a nurse attending the operation, the patient's girlfriend found the ring in his pants pocket. She didn't know he was married, and she was so mad she used petroleum jelly to slip the ring on his penis while he was asleep. I don't know what's worse, having your girlfriend find out you're married, explaining to your wife how your wedding ring got on your penis, or finding out your penis fits for a wedding ring. Tough call, you decide. All sad things.
All sad things.
You could probably fit my penis in my wedding ring if it was cold, but then if something exciting happens, you're going to need the jaws of life. Oh. I wonder if it would just break, like Superman. Like,
I doubt it.
No,
I'm not going to try. I'm fond of both my penis and my wedding ring, so that is not an experiment I'm going to run.
In that whole battle, reason, like, I think penis wins. I mean, I think ring wins.
Yeah. Thick band of metal beats cock. And the whole reason that cock rings work, or, you know, like the pump it up and then toss a rubber band on the base erectile dysfunction thing works, is because it doesn't let blood drain back out. So I think, like, any little bit of blood you manage to squeeze in there is just going to get trapped.
Oof. Oh, gosh. Sounds unpleasant.
Noah with the understatement of the year.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like you're going into the doctor to get that wedding ring removed. It sounds like you're going in there so they can take your gangrenous penis off.
That sounded really weird. I think there was like a little internet hiccup, so it's like you like enunciate the penis, gangrenous penis off.
Well, I definitely didn't do that, but I wish I had now.
Penis. Oh, who was that tan laugh from?
Yes.
That tan laugh was not from Yes.
Hey, we're very big with 70s bands.
Shit, I don't know if I can find it. I just, like, archived it, and,
use the back button on your browser. It should work. That's what it's there for. That's why God made back buttons.
Oh, you're right, you're right. Good job. It was from Todd.
Look at me go.
It was from Todd?
Yeah.
What an unbelievable coincidence. This next hand laugh is from Todd.
Huzzah!
And it was sent to all of us.
All right. Why is Snow White such a wonderful judge?
Because she's a slut.
Bong.
Because she's the fairest of them all.
I get it.
And Michael has found the noise-making toys.
Of course he did.
I was like, man, that is a laid-back phone ring you got there, Tim.
And he's loving it. He's looking at me smiling like, yep, I'm ruining the shit out of your show. Fuck you. Wear a condom next time, asshole.
Don't be so excited to be going to Disneyland.
I said it, bang, bang,
bang. He's excited that he can slap bang, his bang, hand bang, as hard bang, as he can bang. Against this thing and then it will make various noises.
That song. That will never go away. How about I do a tan laugh?
Seeing as you're the only one who hasn't done one, that makes sense to me.
Yep. That seems more than fair. All right, so this tan laugh is from Gary.
Unmarried?
One night. Yes, Gary unmarried. All right, you all done? Got any more?
I'm good.
Okay, you sure you don't have any more fluids or gases trapped in any more of your orifices?
That's a tough call, but I think I'm okay.
All right. One night, a father overheard his son saying his prayers. God bless Mommy, Daddy, and Grammy. Goodbye, Grandpa. The father thought this was strange, but soon forgot about it. The next day, the grandfather died. A month or so later, the father again overheard his son's prayers. God bless Mommy and Daddy. Goodbye, Grammy. The next day, the grandmother died. The father began to worry about the situation. 2 weeks later, the father again heard the son praying. God bless Mommy. Goodbye, Daddy. This alone nearly gave the father a heart attack. The next morning, without saying anything, he got up early and went to work, stayed at his office all day. Finally, after midnight, he went home. He was still alive! He crawled into bed with his wife and apologized. I'm sorry, honey, I had a really bad day. You had a bad day, the wife yelled. The mailman dropped dead on the porch this morning!
Oh!
No. Zing-a-long-a-ding. He's not the real father.
Yeah, but I see this as a happy story because he survived.
Yeah.
Oh.
I guess.
All right.
It's sad you're a cuckold, but... no, you got cuckolded. You wear the cuckold's horns. There we go.
Sometimes the cuckold is half full.
Yes.
And sometimes it's all the way full and you have a baby.
What?
I don't know. What? Huh? Sperm.
Mm. Yes, sperm.
Well said.
Just what I was thinking.
It's what's for dinner.
All right. So, how was everyone's 3 days?
Woo, the most magical 3 days ever. So I didn't fully explain all the fail that happened in last week's episode.
Oh, like, yes, this is true.
Like, you hear the part where Andy's internet goes down, but it was actually your router? Is that what the case was?
Yes.
I assume you have since fixed that, because we're talking?
Yeah, it was very, very odd. It was only the wireless part of the router. It absolutely refused to work on Wi-Fi channel 11, which is what it's been on for fucking ever.
Channel 11.
It to channel 10, and it works.
Maybe you burned out channel 11.
Yeah, apparently my router no longer goes to 11.
Nice.
Thank you. was it possible as interference?
There's nobody else on channel 11. I scanned it.
He scanned it. It's good.
Yep. Everyone in my neighborhood is on 6 or 1, which is why I put it on 11 in the first place.
Maybe someone in your neighborhood sent out a jamming signal.
Maybe.
A rival podcast. Tancast is getting too close.
Could be.
They're almost adequate. Thank you, Michael. The cow moo really punctuated that. All right.
They are almost substandard.
Well, this is certainly going to be just an absolutely winning episode, so. Please, if there are any awards, nominate this episode.
Presented for your approval. Or presented for your consideration.
Either this one or the one where Noah's audio was all fucked up.
Oh, anyway, so back to the failures of last week's episode. So then, me and Noah recorded the end of the episode, and then, just after we were done, Andy came back online, and then I was supposed to record with him, like, the little bit at the end. We hear Andy after the Tancast music, he comes back on and says, "Hey guys, I'm back." There was actually a back and forth between me and Andy, but then when I hit stop, that part of my audio got lost.
What I love,
which is why if you wait till the very end, you hear Andy go, "Today is chock full of fail."
Yep.
And then after that, Noah went to send me his audio and then shut off his Skype while I was away from the computer. And so I come back much later and he's like, "Tim, reaccept my load because I'm about to leave." And then I see that I have a message and a text message on my phone saying the same thing. And so I miss. And then I call him. He's like, "I just left the house." I'm like, "Well, fuck me."
And I did, because I was coming to fuck you.
Yeah.
Nuh-uh. Noah's a liar.
I likes to fuck.
Noah's name is Buck. Wait, that doesn't make sense.
Nope.
Because your name's
Chocolate
Buck.
All right. Rain.
So that is recap of fail. Hooray!
Yay! So how are we going to fail this time?
Lord only knows.
Well, we got
God
the kid in the background.
God only knows what I do without you. Wait.
I don't know how that song goes. Lord only knows what I'd be without you? Yes.
I don't know.
Whatever.
Yeah, I'm like, I know what you're talking about, but I don't know the words. God only knows what I'd be without you.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Hey, Tim, if baby noise wasn't enough. There we go.
God only knows
what I'd be without you. I googled it.
I was about to google it, too. Noise.
My cat was trying to... Hang on, I gotta go check on my cat. She's making weird noises.
Thus answering the question of how we're gonna fail this week.
Andy's cat dies.
Aww.
I didn't kill it.
You did. You killed it with your imagination.
No. Me and Roberto went to a fancy restaurant last night.
Was it a hot date?
No.
Did you get a little tongue action afterwards?
No. But the bill was like $133, and they charged us $5.
Oh, yeah, IM me about that. What happened
with
that?
Wait, what?
Because he works there, so they comped, like, almost everything.
Fuck you. Don't act like you're baller just out in the town. Wait, my name's Noah. I want the Noah discount.
That's why I looked at my dick, and I was like, how much will I get for this?
I run this motherfucking city, bitches!
Swipe that.
enjoyed that. I mean, I didn't enjoy the dick.
I got the special black card.
What's that?
I got the special black card.
Nice.
People who are a fan of random interrupting child noises, I'm sorry, but my wife has come home and has taken the baby.
Alrighty.
Fuck. I'm done. I'm out of here.
Well, people who are a fan of hearing cats quietly making sounds like they're dying in the background, my cat apparently got the hairball up, so that's done too.
You're lucky, Noah. He didn't die this time.
Maybe next time. Hopefully. Okay. No, I'm kidding.
Noah theorized that your cat was dying.
And Tim was like, oh, I'm like, I didn't kill it.
I was like, you killed it with your imagination, dick.
Goodbye, kitty.
Oh, so, yeah, this place was called 25 Lusk. The food was all right. I mean, it's, you know, it's one of those fancy places where, you know, they squirt shit all over your plate and make it into a little design. And, it's, you know, it's about presentation. not someplace I would normally eat, but it was okay. I actually had some fish, and I did not hate it. It was actually not bad.
Wow. Strong praise indeed, sir. I had some fish, and I did not hate it. 5 stars.
Did you squirt some stuff onto the plate for them?
No. So the best thing I had, though, was, strangely enough, was the one thing that I thought sounded the weirdest. They had this cauliflower creme brulee.
Oh. No. Why would you?
It was actually pretty good.
I don't like cauliflower or creme brulee.
It didn't have a strong, I mean, to me, cauliflower taste, because I don't really like cauliflower either.
I hate cauliflower and love creme brulee.
But it wasn't sweet either. It was kind of sweet, but not that sweet.
What the fuck is the point of that?
It's like, something different? Hey, we have this booger sandwich. It's very expensive.
Booger sandwich. Mmm.
Boogers.
Really taste them boogers. Boogerific.
I had some steak. I'm that odd person that does not like my steak, like, undercooked. I like my steak very well cooked. It tastes better to
me. I am with you. I may even be past you, because they're like, how you want your steak? Rare, medium rare? I'm like, well done. Well done. Do you look at me. Look at my eyes. When I say well done, and you come back, and I cut it, and I see pink, I'm going to first fuck your mom, then send the steak back.
I'm going to fuck your mom with the steak. And I'm going, look at the steak. This steak is as pink as your mother's vagina.
Look, we killed the cow. We won. Let's fucking cook it. Don't take it out and like you feel bad midway through. Like, oh, I'm sorry, cow. We'll just let part of you live. You're not living.
Then when you say that, they're like, oh, it's not going to be good that way. You're going to lose the flavor. I'm like, it tastes better to me that way. And undercooked meat is very chewy.
Yeah.
Which one of us has to eat this? You or me? Just let me check real quick. I'm ordering it. Yeah. I'm paying for it. I'm going to put it in my fucking head hole. Cook it how I just fucking said.
Hang on. I'm opening my mouth for you. All right. Tell me if you see teeth. You see teeth? Yep. All right. I can fucking chew it.
All right. You know I'm not going to play that move.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
You see teeth? You know, no, mostly, except for that one part on the side. Don't worry about that.
You know what's funny about that, Tim? I think I have more missing teeth than you do.
I felt like the supermarket checker was judging me when I bought toothpaste today. Like, oh, a little late now. Fuck you, I'm buying it. Don't give me sass.
What did the supermarket checker do?
Judge
no, nothing. I just she happened to check the toothpaste and then make eye contact with me right after she swiped it, and I was like, whatever, fucking ring it up.
You know what? I still got other teeth I need to protect, all right? Don't you worry about it.
Oh, now you want to brush something. Fuck you. I've been brushing.
Yeah, I brush real hard. I brush one right out.
You know what? We're remodeling that whole side. We're going to put a gazebo where that tooth used to be. For entertaining.
I'm going to get some other teeth taken out. I'm just going to put some granite in there.
Anyway, so, sorry, we've gone far afield off of the cauliflower creme brulee. And the steak. The steak. The steak is where we were.
So, yeah, we started with a fish. We also had some gnocchi.
I wonder where the fish has gone.
Oh, and the
fish. Like, there was no specific... It wasn't salmon. It wasn't tilapia. It wasn't mackerel. It was fish.
We had fish, all right? Glub, glub, swim, swim.
A big yellow can with just the black letter fish on the side of it.
And they misspelled it.
Letter is not letter. There's no letter fish.
You want to know what kind of fish it was?
Oh, sure.
It was...
Were you bluffing?
No, no.
Oh, shit, he called me on it. Shit.
There we go.
I never learned to read.
Fuck you, phone. I'm holding you the right way.
Noah, he doesn't want to flip the picture. Phone is like a woman. You got to hold it like
I'm
it likes to be held.
Just imagining Noah, and it's like a rom-com with his phone. I'm holding you the right way.
It was sautéed fluke. Fluke fish.
Fluke. Good old fluke.
Ugh. I'm sorry, I hear fluke. I think liver flukes.
I hear fluke. I think once in a lifetime.
And then we had the gnocchi, and then we had the flat iron steak, and Roberto had wild boar.
All right.
Really?
And then we had a little mint chocolate chip ice cream with some brownies with salted caramel.
Excellent. Where did the atrocity come in? Where did the crime against creme brulee factor into that?
Oh, that was along with the main course.
Ah. Oh, so it was meant to be like a vegetable, almost. Or a savory...
savory type thing. It was almost like a... you know what it almost tasted like, honestly? It almost tasted like a... like a onion dip.
Huh.
But you had a hard crust on top. It had like these greens on top, and they drizzled like some type of dressing. So yeah, it was overall it was interesting.
So experience. It wasn't a dessert, basically, is the moral of the story.
So yes, it was not a dessert.
Thank God.
Thank all the gods.
Well.
All of them.
All right.
And
in
did
order.
I mention... Yeah, I had chicken and waffles after we recorded last week.
Excellent.
Delicious.
Now, you didn't go to the same place that Jerry recommended?
No, not again.
Right.
No, I've been to... No one food
I know you've
is
been
just
there,
like
but
no
then you
women.
Went somewhere completely else?
Yeah, I went to a place called Town, which is near where Stephanie and Zach live.
Ah.
And all the menu like looks really good. I stuck with the chicken waffles because that's where I came there for. But they give you like some gravy with your chicken waffles, which sounded kind of weird on top of syrup and chicken and waffles. But it was good. It was a good flavor combination. Chicken was very delicious. The waffle was nice and thick.
Like
had some
my
cheddar
penis.
Cheese inside. Like your what?
Pienus.
Pienus?
Pienus.
Is pie anus?
Pie anus.
I love pie so much, I got a special anus installed just to let it out.
It's the regular food anus and the pie anus.
No creme brulee. You use the regular anus.
I know Noah didn't. Did Andy watch the latest Family Guy?
Yes, the time travel-y one?
Yes,
I enjoyed
it. Amused me greatly.
Yes. I especially love when they went ahead and just made a comment about the fact that Meg's voice changed.
Yeah.
Meg sounds totally different. Yeah, she sounds like somebody who's about to pass up a great opportunity.
For Noah, Stewie and Brian go back in time to, I forget the contrivance, like to find something. And, it's not important.
A tennis ball that Brian buried.
Tried to call him off. I was like, it's not important. I know Andy's going to tell me. It's not important. It's not important, I tried to say.
All right. Just had to get it in there. People got to know.
Important.
They need color to their story. You only provide brown. I provide the white.
Anyway, so what they ended up doing is showing up in the pilot episode, the very first episode of Family Guy. And in addition to, you know, the story going along, they keep making fun of the animation and various things that were going on in the pilot episode. So they're like... and just, you know, just various things that had changed, like Andy said, like Meg's voice, it was voiced by a different person, and then, like, Stewie is talking, like, in the very beginning, he's like, oh, you vile woman, I escaped from the Bastille of your wretched womb, and then Brian turns to current Stewie, what, did you have a thesaurus with you back then? And then they go, oh no, Peter's going to do that gross thing where his eyeball pops out in front of his nose. And then the animation fucks up, and so both eyes are in front of his nose. And then Stewie goes, ew, he's doing it.
Oh.
But the best part I thought was, well, not the best part, but one of the funniest parts was, you know that part in the pilot? It's probably arguably in the most famous moment of Family Guy. They're in the courtroom and...
I'm sentencing you to 24 months in prison.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no!
Oh, no!
Oh, yeah!
So, they cut to that courtroom scene towards the beginning of that courtroom scene, and then Brian and Stewie walk by, and they see a Kool-Aid man just smoking a cigarette around the corner, and they're like, hey, what are you doing here? Waiting. What? Waiting for what? Just waiting, man. Don't worry about it. And so then, like, they cut away, and they cut back, and now they're having, like, this in-depth conversation about, like, so there's no blood or guts, it's just juice? Yeah, man, it's just juice. So, can I have some?
No.
All right.
Liquid.
What Whatever.
They didn't even call it juice.
Shut up!
All right.
He's like, can I have some? Okay. Lean over and open your mouth, and I'll pour my liquid into you. When you say it like that, I don't want any. And he's like, wait. Shit, did I miss it? And like they show the oh no scene happening, and then nothing happens. And then a little while later, Lois is giving a speech in the courtroom, and the Kool-Aid man just bursts in for no reason. Oh, yeah! And everybody's looking at him and like, what the fuck? And then as he goes to back out, he trips and breaks. And Brian and then Stewie are standing there. He's like, you fucking did this! You fucking did this! just broken Kool-Aid man cursing at them. Oh, good times.
It was.
I enjoyed it very much. Although I watched it again, diminishing returns. Not as funny the second time.
Mm.
It was one of those, I'm like, I'm going to keep this on the DVR, and then I watched it again, just like stone-faced. I'm like, I remember when this was funny.
Yeah.
You become a hipster, Tim.
That was so one day ago.
Oh, I've been meaning to say this for a couple weeks, and it's a little sad because I don't think it's getting any traction, but I am enjoying Ted Danson on CSI.
Hmm.
You had mentioned that.
I don't think I mentioned it on here, though. I believe that Ted Danson was exactly what that show needed.
It's not going to bring me back.
I'm not going back.
You piece of shit.
I enjoyed Ted Danson on Damages.
Okay.
He was good.
You can enjoy him on this.
I bet he's no Grissom.
Could, but I won't.
He's not trying to be Grissom, though. But he is quirky in a way that is entertaining, which... And he's also the guy in charge. Two things that Lawrence Fishburne did not have going for him, which made him very... Which made his character very uninteresting to me.
Now, are you a fan of Ted Danson in general?
I wouldn't say I go out of my way to... Like, I never watched Becker.
Okay.
Mm.
The few times I did, I was like, meh, this is entertaining. I don't know if it's worth...
He doesn't really do a lot for me.
They wrote him a good character, and also, the new blonde lady they added is hot, so...
You got that
yay,
going for
hotness.
You.
They got new blonde lady, they new blonde hotness, and old Ted Danson-ness.
The new hotness, old and busted.
Because his hair is white. White.
Mm. White.
None of the CSIs are in the top 25 anymore of ratings.
Wow.
Just thought I'd throw that out there.
How the mighty have overstayed their welcome.
You know what it is? Criminal Mind, or not Criminal Mind, NCIS Los Angeles. That show just seems fucking stupid.
I tried to watch one episode of that. Mm-mm.
If you're watching it, stop it. Stop it. Stop it right now.
I already did.
Drop it.
I stopped watching NCIS Los Angeles before it was cool.
You are so hip.
I know.
So hip to be square.
I told somebody this week that I was kicking hipsters in the balls before it was cool.
Ridiculous.
Oh, wow.
They enjoyed it. Like, really? No, not really.
So, Andy, anything to share about your week before we get to our high five?
My wife decided to, for some reason, record both Hoodwinked and Megamind. And I actually sat through the entirety of Megamind with my kid and then refused to watch any of Hoodwinked. I was like,
Hoodwinked or Hoodwinked 2?
Hoodwinked, the first one.
I thought the first one was supposed to be good.
Mm.
Megamind.
It has all of the quality, the animation quality of a VeggieTales direct to video money grab.
I'm sorry, which one of us watches South Park regularly?
Oh, I watch South Park all the
time. Is it
Noah?
Noah, is that you? No. Hang on. Let me check my facts. Yep, it's Andy.
South Park has never made my eyes bleed.
How is it worse than the South Park animation?
How are you going to get fucking... Was it Helen Mirren? So they had Anne Hathaway. They had... The Tick is Patrick Warburton. Name just completely fell out of my head. Well, they also had Andy Dick, but I don't think you just need a couple of lines of blow to get Andy Dick on your project.
Lines of naked boys.
Mm-hmm.
To blow.
Girlfriend.
Well, that's what lines of blow means. Yeah, and there is no way that a movie that looks that shitty should have come out in 2005. A movie with big name stars attached to it. Yeah, let's see here. Anne Hathaway, Glenn Close, Jim Belushi, Patrick Warburton... Anthony Anderson, who will be in just about anything that'll pay him anyways. Exhibit, same deal. Chaz Palminteri, Andy Dick. Yeah, whatever. Lots of other people. So, like, some pretty big-name stars. And then just, like, generic music, sort of like a good idea for a plot. But then, like, at least as far as the amount that I subjected myself to, just kind of lazily written.
So, it's unfortunate they couldn't approach the high level, the high watermark of plot and sophistication demonstrated in Hollow Man.
Come on, he can have an opinion just because he likes shitty movies.
The effects, sir, and you knew it. I got Hollow Man because I like looking at Kevin Bacon's penis. Wait, I'm sorry. Kevin Bacon's penis.
Pianus.
Pianus. We're not going back to pianus. Plus, you can't see his pianus. I don't know, maybe I'm judging the movie unfairly because I did refuse to watch any more of it.
And if you sit through Megamind first, Jesus Christ.
Megamind started off, like, very, very promising. I was like, this doesn't seem as bad. Maybe it's the fact that I didn't pay for it. I didn't expect to hear the Megamind. But then about halfway through, I was like, oh, wow, the writers just gave up. It's like, holy shit. This is, like, just Deus Ex Machina. Shit that you saw coming from the beginning of the movie. Shit you can see coming from a mile away. Fucking lazy, lazy writing. Oh, yeah. Done. And I also didn't get why they felt the need to have Megamind mispronounce common words. Like, commonly.
Could have been an actor's choice.
Yeah.
And that Ferrell, he's weird.
It does seem to be the kind of thing that Will Ferrell would do, and then other people really should tell him, no, don't do that. Just...
How you can tell him? He's fucking Will Ferrell. He's making money.
I know. But it's like, all right, I was with you, but right there, you got to dial it back just that half step. Take a half step back over.
I'm fucking Will Ferrell. You want me to be in this movie or not? I'll fucking walk and take the audience with me.
All right. It's like M. Night Shyamalan. He needs somebody editing his movies who isn't him. Just they can go, nope. 3 minutes on that glass of orange juice was quite enough. We don't need a fourth.
Not again!
That's a very specific reference to the movie Unbreakable.
Yes.
But not unwarranted.
Actually, I can't remember if it was orange juice or milk, but...
I'm pretty sure it was orange juice.
I remember sitting in the middle of that. I don't even remember who I saw the movie with, but I just remember going... Oh. So it's like, what the fuck?
If you stay on orange juice too long, it physically hurts Andy.
No, just like... Fucking do something. I'm fine with the movie being meditative. I'm fine with it having, like, quiet moments. Because I also watched The American recently. And The American is very slow to develop. But I got it. I got what they were going for. I was fine with it.
I dated a girl like that.
Hmm?
No.
What? No. I also love George Clooney. He's hot. Anyways, yeah, it was just a static shot where there's nothing going on. It's not like an emotional moment. You're not just sitting there, like, it's just, oh, great, this is fucking still life. Take a picture.
It's slowly panning and refocusing on the newspaper article next to the orange juice.
Yeah.
But really, it starts on the orange juice, and like the orange juice is the key thing in the frame for way too long.
Yeah, and it, like the newspaper article just sort of slides in at the corner slowly, and then the frame goes over towards it. Like the kid's like, oh wait, motion? Maybe I should look that direction. Fuck M. Night Shyamalan is what I'm saying. I don't know how I got from Hoodwinked to there, but I'm always glad to end there.
All right.
You have a lot of hate for M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong.
I got plenty of it.
Well, since we're talking about movies, why don't we move on to our high five?
All right.
High five. High five.
So, for those new to the show, high five is what we do instead of a top five list because Noah decided he doesn't like to actually rank things one above the other, so we just picked about five random things that we'd put near the top of our list.
That's right.
Noah also doesn't like to have to say anything definitively. Noah doesn't like to commit.
That's right.
Noah likes to change his story later. Doesn't like to be pinned down. And so with that in mind, this week we're doing our high five holiday movies. I wasn't sure if it was too early until I saw commercials for T-Mobile, Hershey, Walmart, and three other things. I think a car company, all doing Christmas commercials already. I was like, all right, it's the holidays. Oh, and ABC Family has been doing the countdown to the 25 days of Christmas. How do you have a fucking countdown to something that's already 25 days long?
How do you have the fucking inflation and it's 25 days of Christmas?
Well, because there's 25 days. It's December 25th. Come on, dude. It just makes sense.
On the 25th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a couple of rubber bands.
You've never heard the remix?
Tim?
Noah?
How is Successful Troll successful?
Do we really want to take a tangent right now?
I'm curious.
Oh, well, you'll find out later, because I've already started the high five.
All right.
Dickhole.
My number five is, how the fuck is Successful Troll successful?
Oh, what movie is that?
Hey, Noah, you know what I got for your high five? Milo 2. Get on him.
Is that your balls?
Wait.
Yes.
You want them to get on your balls?
Yep. Right up on my balls. Smell them. Live in them. Make cheese with them.
No cheese.
Wait a minute. And the 12 days of Christmas are Christmas and the 11 days after it. That makes no sense. I call shenanigans, ABC family.
Relax.
All right. And
but anyway, so that's why high five holiday movies.
Yeah, I saw Christmas things before Halloween. So we're clearly in the season. Next year it's going to be fucking July. Be like, happy birthday, America. Start thinking about Christmas. Fucking war on Christmas. The only thing that's a war on Christmas is it's getting longer every year. It's like the Vietnam War on Christmas.
Are you done?
I'm done.
I didn't want to trade one tangent for another.
I'm sorry.
Dick
hole. That's what I do. I hate on things. You started the hate.
I hate on you.
I didn't get all my hate out last week because I got cut off. And I hated on my router, but nobody could hear me.
Ah, shut up. Okay, so.
I like hate turtles.
We all like turtles, Noah.
Do you like turtles?
So
small and slow, you can pet them.
For my number five.
When they die, you can make a bowl out of them.
Is your number five a movie with the troll, Tim?
I'm going to just talk over you guys. My number five is a classic. It's an easy one. I'm sure it's on a lot of people's lists of holiday movies. Miracle on 34th Street. No, not the fucking remake. Yes, the original.
Yes. Good. Good man.
There's a funny article on Cracked about like the top five like illegal courtroom decisions in movie history. And that was number one, with Miracle on 34th Street. Don't read it until you've watched the movie, because it certainly spoils the ending, but it is funny when you think about it.
Miracle on 34th Street runs every fucking year and has ever since it was made, what, 50-something years ago?
Yeah, sure.
I'm pretty sure nobody's going to have Miracle on 34th Street spoiled for them.
In America, it runs every Christmas. Maybe in other countries, they're like, fuck Miracle on 34th Street.
All right, Afghanistan, you are going to love that twist ending.
It turns out Santa Claus was dead the whole time.
Fuck, what, 64 years ago. That movie is old. That movie's old like my balls.
Yeah, all right. It turns out Santa Claus was Kaiser Soze.
Yep.
Kaiser Soze.
But anyway, that's my number five, Miracle on 34th.
Very good.
And nailed it.
Shall I go?
Sure.
Go ho.
All right, well, I'm going to bring...
Go ho ho ho. Because it's holidays.
After hating on Will Ferrell and going over the top a little bit, I'm going to bring Elf.
Excellent.
I liked it. It's a little crazy. It's a little wild. Got a lot of heart.
You say up?
Elf.
Elf.
Yeah, up.
Gotcha.
It's balloon floating day.
I had Elf on my list.
Not anymore. Haha, stole it from you.
I didn't see that for the longest time, and then I finally did, and it was good.
Yeah, you got to wonder like if Jon Favreau, when he was making that thing, thought, well, this is either going to go over really well or really poorly, or if he was just like, well, you know, it's a paycheck, and then all of a sudden it's like, Jon Favreau, we fucking love Elf. It's part of our Christmas holiday traditions.
I pretty much think everybody who's making a Christmas movie has that as their calculated move. Like, this is going to get played again forever and ever, and then they're going to do marathons of it. And, oh, this is like, oh, Christmas.
Is that exactly what they say?
Yep. That's exactly what they say and how they say it.
Then they snowflake all over themselves.
Oh.
All right, Noah.
I just came down the chimney.
Oh.
All right, Noah, what do you got?
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Ah, nice. You bastard.
Fuck you all. I'm getting out there before
actually...
you... Sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. You're about to say something positive about it. I should probably let you.
Oh, you don't like that movie?
I don't.
All right. Well, fuck you.
I liked it when I was in high school, and I really liked the soundtrack. But then I rewatched it back when we were still in the tan, living together in the tan house, and I was like, ugh.
Here's the thing. I don't watch a lot of Christmas movies. So, like, a lot of the classic ones... I never really watched them. Like, I am aware of them. I've seen parts of them on TV or on the holidays, but I've never, like, really sat down and watched a good portion of them.
Alrighty.
But this one, not only have you seen it, you've gone through the recreation at Steven's house.
Yes. So, of the holiday-themed movies, and there's going to be some ones on here that you're probably going to be like, oh, I wouldn't think of that. Nightmare Before Christmas is one I enjoy.
Nice. It's nice because you get two holidays for the price of one in that one. You get Halloween and Christmas. Thanks for Christmas. That's what I was saying. That's all. Nothing went wrong there.
Sure.
All right. So this is one, kind of like Noah said, you might not think of when you think of holiday movies. In fact, I worry it may be on his list. Long Kiss Goodnight.
No!
Huh.
Ah! So it's about a school teacher who has amnesia, gets recognized in a Christmas parade, while playing Mrs. Santa Claus. She then realizes she was actually an assassin, and then spends most of Christmas trying to stop a terrorist plot.
Or an ass
Samuel
ass
Jackson,
in.
Crackin' wise all the time.
Yeah, ass in.
Yeah, that is an excellent movie.
It
Nothing
is.
Nothing says Christmas like, are you thinking what I'm thinking? I hope not. I'm thinking about how much my balls hurt.
Yeah, that was a good movie.
You gonna put your gun in your jacket? It makes a bulge. When you put my pants, shoot my damn dick off? Oh, now you're a sharpshooter?
There was some good writing.
There were.
Very sharp.
I would have been here sooner, but I was thinking of that. Oh, fuck. What did he say?
Ham on rye line.
Ham on rye. That's what it was. I was like, it was a sandwich, but goddamn it, I can't remember what it is.
That's a quotable movie. If you haven't seen that one, go now.
It's a duck, not
Pause
a dick.
Pause this podcast, go watch it, and then come back.
It's got the great Brian Cox in it.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
Being very quiet and dangerous.
It has a whole scene with the dog, which is good.
Yep.
Spoiler alert, assuming you guys don't take any of the next three on my list, they all have a very similar theme.
Okie dokie. Mine do not, so I think I'm going to be pretty okay.
All right.
I'm kind of torn between whether I want to grab an obvious one and steal it from Noah, or if I want to go for the one that's really calling to me, which is Groundhog Day.
I thought one of you guys was going to pick a different holiday. I said that to Noah. I'm like, I said holiday movie, but because I mainly meant Christmas, but I know you guys are going to use it however you want.
Actually, I'm mostly stuck with Christmas, I think.
Well, most really holiday-themed movies are Christmassy.
Like my nuts.
It's popular.
Groundhog Day, good movie.
Yeah. Still very watchable. You can watch it, then turn it right back on, watch it again. If you're Tim, that's probably what you will do.
My screenwriting / playwriting teacher was saying it's a unique comedy in that most comedies take one character with some sort of personality flaw and put him in a bunch of different situations, and that's the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas this movie takes a character with a different person with a personality flaw and then puts him in the same situation over and over again.
That is true.
So now you got to see the guy with this character flaw react differently to the same situation. So he's like, that's pretty unique in the annals of humor.
Yeah, it's kind of like that improv thing that they occasionally busted out with on the Drew Carey show.
Where they would just say a different choice or something like that?
Yep. You give a punchline and then they make you do it again?
Yes.
Yeah.
So yes, I hadn't thought of that when I watched it. I just like, it was funny. I like a movie.
That's why I liked Jack Leach's English Class in high school. Because like you'd be watching something and be like, oh yeah, you know, the Maltese Falcon, good flick. And then like he'd pause it and just like start telling you all that. Holy shit, yeah, there's like levels of meaning in there. And not like, you know, oh, I'm just trying to like make there be meaning. But like you could see that the director really had these ideas of like, I'm trying to evoke, you know, like I'm casting bars of shadow across somebody's face because that person's going to go to prison soon. It's like, oh, holy shit, that's subtle. And yet right there,
it's right there in your face.
Boom shakalaka.
That's one of those things, like somebody says something to you, you're like, oh, holy shit, I did not think deeply enough.
Boom, shake, shake, shake the room.
But I still enjoyed it while I was not thinking deeply.
Oh, is it me?
Yes, it is.
It is you.
Die Hard.
Nice, that's one of my
nice.
Ultimate.
Nice.
Wait,
yeah, one
again,
or two?
Not a lot of holiday movies out there I like, but Die Hard's a good movie.
Yep.
Who doesn't like a little killing with your Christmas?
That's why I thought you were going to go for Long Kiss.
Actually, I totally forgot that was around Christmas.
Haha! Thank you, Wikipedia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember Die Hard.
Yeah. Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker, is what set the whole franchise off, and I have been pleased with them all.
There's gonna be a fifth one in Russia.
I was less pleased by four.
I have high hopes for it.
I wonder if it'll be Christmas this time. Christmas in Russia.
At
the exact moment Rocky Balboa is fighting Ivan Drago in a rematch.
They both arrived at the ring with walkers and hot packs.
I would like if they brought Samuel Jackson back, but that's not going to happen.
I just happened to be in Russia,
motherfucker.
Right, I forgot motherfucking.
Glasnost, motherfucker.
Sorry. I want Samuel Jackson's character from Long Kiss Goodnight to team up with John McClane.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
I want Jack Bauer to team up with John McClane.
Oof, that would be interesting.
Yeah.
Jack Bauer is so fucking intense.
And John McClane is not intense, but he still fucking gets it done.
That's right.
He's actually kind of a fuck-up.
Boom. Make it happen, Fox. You own both properties.
Do it.
And while you're waiting, while you're writing it, you can listen to my number three, which is Scrooged.
I figured that would be on there.
Yeah, I had to over-enunciate because there is a movie called Scrooge, which is not one of my favorite Hollywood movies. Well, no, not Hollywood, but also not Holiday. Scrooge is the one with Bill Murray.
Yep.
It's a retelling of The Christmas Carol in a modern day story.
Yeah.
Funny, funny fucking movie.
When you said that you were going to have a theme, sort of a common thread, I was like, I bet I can guess what Christmassy type thing that's going to be.
Yep, and I bet you can probably guess it from here on out.
Yep, I almost crossed Scrooge right off my list as soon as you said that. But I was, and when I said I was thinking about stealing one.
That was it?
Yep.
You son of a bitch.
Hey, I won't Groundhog Day.
Never mind, you're not a son of a bitch.
Yeah.
I'm no, he's still a son of a bitch, though.
Good friend Andy is. Andy has your back, he does.
Good friend Andy is, yes. So Scrooge, yes, love it, watch it. I bought it. Me and my ex-girlfriend went to a white elephant party for Christmas once, and I bought that movie and I think a Pauly Shore movie to give as white elephant gifts. And somehow she ended up with that as the white elephant gift that she got. Mm-hmm. I still have it. Fuck her. That's mine now.
Nice.
That's how Tim rolls.
Because I bought both presents for the gift exchange and she didn't buy any. So, like, I bought both presents so we could both have one. But then, like, she didn't. She's like, I don't really care. I'm like, well, then I'm keeping it.
Yep. That's right. I bought Scrooged for my wife for Christmas, and she loved it.
That's what you get for not fucking me. I fuck you out of Scrooged.
You showed her.
Yeah. You've been Scrooged.
You won that battle.
I sure did.
Good. Good on you, Tim.
Andy, what do you got?
I got Scrooged. Actually, now I'm going to want to bust it out and watch it. And my wife will be happy with that, because my wife loves to say, be honest, Lou, you paid for the women.
Could you?
Could you blow me?
Could you just get to the fucking third one on your list?
Hey, would you blow me?
I would not.
All right. Next on my list, I'm going to toss out National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Another classic movie with a great just dump all of his spleen monologue. Probably about 5/6 of the way through the movie.
I believe that was the only thing I found funny in that movie.
Really?
It was one of those... granted, I was watching it at a party, so there was too many people, and you can't really focus on it. And... it was also way after that movie, you know, like, was a thing. You know how, like, if you don't jump on board, like, it's built up, and it's built up, and it's built up, and then you finally see it, and you're like, all right, it's not that great.
I wouldn't build it up, but I do watch it every year.
All right. Skibbledy-wibbledy.
Yep, it's on the list, along with Scrooged.
All right. I like it.
Next on my list is... not that one. Love Actually.
Wow.
Bastard.
Wow. Is Andy kidding?
No, I just crossed it off my list.
What
it was
the
right,
fuck?
It was right next to Elf.
What are you what the fucking about, Tim?
I thought you guys were straight.
We are.
Yeah.
It's straight for straight that for... man ass.
Straight for romantic comedies.
I don't know if I've ever seen Love Actually. All right. Actually.
It's actually a really good movie.
Actually it is?
Yeah.
It actually is.
Yeah.
I would say
actually
Love Actually.
Sit down and watch it sometime, actually.
I'd say it's one of the few rom-coms that I've actually enjoyed.
Did you actually enjoy it?
Yes. Like, I know people cream all over themselves for Sleepless in Seattle, but I was like, it's okay.
Love Actually, in my opinion, was way better.
Yes. I love Sleepless in Seattle. My wife does not like Sleepless in Seattle and expressed her opinion of such on her way back in with this one.
Just walking in with your little sweet baby. Fuck that movie. And then she walks back out.
Just a sweet little movie. Has has some threesome action.
Yeah.
And it's got a nice ensemble cast. And
it does. And lots and lots and lots and lots of separate plots that, like, you're kind of like at one point, all right, so what the fuck connects all these people? And then you start seeing them in each other's plots. It's like, it all interrelates.
And the whole sex scene was pretty funny. Like, where the people are pretending to have sex?
Yes. Yeah, they're body doubles. Spoiler alert.
Yeah. But then they're talking about, like, mundane stuff.
Yep.
All right.
While they're assimilating
I can
sex.
Tell you, as someone who hasn't seen that movie, your description of it is not moving me to want to see it.
Okay. It's hilarious.
Basically, it's like, it's two people meeting.
I wonder if that's
meeting.
This entire episode. People are like, fucking, these are some dry-ass descriptions of these fucking movies. Who gives a shit? Fast forward.
All right, then, Tim. Give us a wet description.
I wasn't saying you should stop. I was just letting you know.
Alrighty. So it's like, you know, kind of a boy meets girl, and, like, they're trying to make sort of awkward small talk to blow me. They're trying to make awkward small talk so Tim will blow me.
You all should, right, Tim, fucking blow me.
Smile and blow me.
Because I deserve it. Oh, was no one else doing Mel Gibson?
We're done.
Oh, that's just how I talk.
Touche, Tim. Touche.
Is it mine now?
It's yours.
All right. Number two is Mickey's Christmas Carol.
I could have sworn that would have been your number one.
I like my number one better.
All right. Then I look forward to seeing what it is.
I didn't think I could include this, but apparently the Mickey's Christmas Carol had a theatrical release. I was not aware of that.
Ah.
I thought it was just, I only knew it from being on television and my tape from when I taped it off the Disney Channel.
All right. Well, Tim, just to warn you, if you say the Jim Carrey 3D CGI one, I will punch you in the dick.
Right in the dick.
No, you won't. I'm too far away. You cannot reach my dick.
I will fly there. I will lie in wait. And one day, when you're not suspecting it, I will leap out of bushes and punch you in the dick.
I will be like Batman, always on guard with my dick. I can never rest. I am the silent guardian of my dick. The Dick Knight.
All right, so paint us a word picture. Why do you love Mickey's Christmas Carol?
It's Mickey Mouse and Scrooge McDuck playing the roles of Bob Cratchit and Ebenezer Scrooge, respectively.
I would go so far as to say that Ebenezer Scrooge winds up playing the role of Scrooge McDuck in future things.
All right. Well, he was Uncle Scrooge was already a character before that.
Was he?
Yeah, they didn't make up Scrooge McDuck for that.
I thought they added McDuck after that to make him Donald Duck's actual uncle.
No way, because they had Uncle Scrooge comic books back in the day, but this only came out in the late 70s because it was released in front of the Rescuers.
Hmm.
Yeah, why don't you argue with me about something Disney, asshole?
You are right.
Listen, when I need some croc advice, then you can step in. Until, while it's Disney, I got this.
You are right, and I am foolish.
And I have to say this is the way I was introduced to the Christmas Carol. Like, I had never heard the story before, and so this is like the spine upon which all other Christmas Carol adaptations are judged. Including if I ever actually read the book. Yeah, that'll happen.
You know what's funny about this? I just realized me arguing with you about Scrooge McDuck is like you arguing with me about literally any other topic.
Fuck yourself.
Oh.
Turn it back around on you!
Well done.
Thank you.
Why don't you turn it back around on your number two?
On my number two? My poop? All right. Number two? Valentine.
The horror movie?
Yes, the horror movie.
Containing the line, wax it?
Yes.
Is that why?
Not entirely why, but I will admit that wax it did factor in.
You are a silly monkey.
Hey, I mean, what else are you going to have a Valentine's Day movie where a guy points at his junk and says, wax it? Wax it!
Not many.
It's fucking
not
brilliant.
That's what I say. That's what was missing from that Valentine's Day movie by Gary what's his fuck? Gary Happy Days.
Gary Marshall,
the creator of Happy Days, director of Valentine's Day with like 7 bajillion stars in it for 3 seconds each.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I never saw that movie. Did you see it?
Of course not.
No.
You know why? Because I heard it didn't have anybody saying wax it. In fact, if that had been on the poster, I'd have been in line day one. Gary Marshall presents Valentine's Day.
Wax it. Good enough. I will come and wax that.
I thought I remember Valentine being exceptionally horrible.
It's not the best thriller. It's not really the best of anything it does, but I kind of just like how it gets to the end. I sort of like the way that they kill people off.
Whoa.
Plus, I mean, who's going to do, like, somebody wearing a fucking Cupid mask and then shooting people with arrows? That's just fucking awesome.
I almost dropped my baby off the table while we were talking.
Wow. Speaking of holiday-themed horror movies.
Well, he stands when you hold him up, but then all of a sudden his legs just go, fuck it. And then so now, like, his balance was off, and I was like, no, not that way.
Yeah, mine do the same thing.
Now he's wearing his bib backwards like a cape.
All right, next I got Bad Santa.
Awesome. Another movie I haven't seen, and there was no chance I was going to pick it.
Very good.
That movie was hilarious.
I keep hearing that. I got to check it out.
Billy Bob's character had a thing for fucking people in the ass. He would always like, "You ain't gonna be shitting right for a week." Oh, hilarious! It's you set during Christmas, and it's fucking funny. And you know, the little black midget is funny as well.
Little person.
Little person.
The little black nigger little person. That's how you say that.
You'd be the little person nigger.
Be politically correct.
Little niglet.
Oh.
Nigjit. Migger.
And that kid is just, he's just so dumb but sweet. And, you know, it has a little, you know, Billy Bob Thornton gets a little soft.
Yeah.
Yeah.
After he blows his load in someone's ass.
Oh, I just love John Ritter in that movie.
He's dead.
He's so, like, uptight. Like, he won't even say shitting when quoting somebody. It's like, I heard him say, "You won't S-H-I-T right for a week." So you can see that even spelling it just, like, hurt him. Oh, fuck, he was great. Gone too soon, man.
Indeed.
Not gone soon enough.
Oh, Jesus, Noah.
What?
All right, are you ready for number one?
I am.
Yep. I'm warming up my dick punch.
I'm sure to Andy, Muppet's Christmas Carol.
All right.
I haven't even seen that Jim Carrey one. Although I'm told it's one of the more faithful adaptations. Next to, in fact, The Muppets. Mostly because they incorporated the Gonzo character, Gonzo and Rizzo, and Gonzo is playing Charles Dickens, quote-unquote, in the movie. And so he is basically just reading out from the text as he's narrating what's going on. So they were actually able to keep a lot of the prose in the movie, whereas most Christmas Carol movies don't get to do that.
I'm going to have to go back and watch that again.
I was listening to, I listened to a long time ago the podcast Movies You Should See, which is a podcast with a bunch of British people talking about movies, which I used to like until Mike Dawson left that show and then got fired from the Star Trek show that they also did. Fucking fuck you, Simply Syndicated. Lick my dick.
Wow.
I remember all this.
Yeah, it was big, like, right when Tancast first started. I was talking about it a lot. But anyway, they did a Christmas special, and Mike Dawson was talking about how much he liked The Muppet Christmas Carol because, in addition to being, like, a good movie, it's just so, not postmodern. What is the word that he used? Damn, I can't think of it. But it's like, you know, the Muppets are characters being played by other people, and then those characters are playing characters in this movie. But they acknowledge that, and they talk, and so they're breaking character every so often to talk about stuff, but they're still in a movie that is supposed to be really happening to everybody else. Like, you know, like Michael Caine never breaks character and goes, "I'm Michael Caine."
Yeah.
It's all.
I'm Michael Caine.
I'm Michael.
You know, the whole
Caine.
Opening for the Great Muppet Caper.
What about
is
the
like
opening?
That?
Yes, they talked about the credits.
Yeah.
I thought that was funny. What does ASC stand for? I don't know. Does anybody even care about these credits? Well, these people all have families.
Oh, fuck, I can't remember what it was. There was one line that was great, and it was right when Jim Henson's name came up. And it was, like, super dismissive, and Kermit delivered it, and I was just tickled pink by it.
You weren't tickled green?
Nope.
Oh, I'm so looking forward to The Muppets, the movie. Speaking
of
which.
Oh, my God, me too.
No! I just dropped this pacifier! Oh, my God, we have no more pacifier. What are we gonna do? He could care less.
That's all right. I'm gonna stand for about 5 seconds.
I was holding Michael, and he spat out his pacifier, and I went to grab it, and instead I flung it halfway across our house, our apartment. Like, I'll get it. Twing!
That is an Andy-worthy spaz, Tim.
You are a strange little man.
All right, he could mute me at any second, just to let you know.
Okay.
Get that out of your mouth. Andy, quick, do your number two before Michael eats my entire headset.
All right, hang on. All right, hang on. I'm going to do number two. Tim, this is my number one.
Whatever, just get it done.
All right.
Sorry, Michael. You made me scare my Michael.
Holiday Inn. Not because it's my favorite, but because it's every fucking holiday.
I hope you're
holiday.
Proud of yourself, asshole.
Hmm?
It's okay, buddy.
All right.
Uncle Andy is an asshole.
Andy is an asshole.
Can you say asshole? So what was your number one, Andy?
Holiday Inn. Because not only is it about every fucking holiday, but it's also replete with racism.
Is that the one where they first sing White Christmas?
Yes, it is. It is the origin of White Christmas. But then there's also, for President's Day, a bit where I can't remember which actor it is, but he does a song about Abraham Lincoln freeing all the coloreds in blackface.
Dear. Oh, dear. Wow. Really glossed over that part of the movie, haven't they? No one ever talks about that. No wonder they released a whole separate movie called White Christmas to put that song in.
Yep.
Nothing like a good holiday racism.
Mm-hmm. It's what's for dinner. Okay.
It was Bing Crosby. I couldn't remember if it was him or Fred Astaire. Of course, Fred Astaire's there mostly for dancing. Bing Crosby's there to sing everything. And he's singing well in blackface, which is making it awesome.
Fred Astaire's been known to sing, as I recall.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he sang in Holiday Inn. It's been like 2 or 3 years since I saw it, but Holiday Inn? Fred Astaire.
Yes, he did.
Yep. Okay. My wife has seen it many, many, many more times than I have. My wife is actually the one who introduced me to that movie because it's a standard for her family. And when they got to the part where it was in blackface, I turned to her and was like, "What the fuck?" She's like, just leave it alone. It's a product of its time.
Why are we watching this on Christmas?
What the fuck?
My final movie, number one, is Jack Frost, not the Michael Keaton version.
Oh, thank God. With the shitty horror
the one
film?
About the snowman who comes to life and starts killing people.
Yes!
Oh,
excellent.
My gosh. That movie sucks.
But it sucked in a good way.
Oh.
No! We made fun of it in a good way while it sucked in a normal sucky way.
Oh, come on. He's fucking some girl in the shower and he goes, "Christmas came early this year."
What he should have said is, "The Iceman cometh."
And then, you know, he gets hit by a car, and he's flying through the air, and he's like, "I can see my house from up here." That movie is so good. Best Christmas movie ever.
You know, if you watch the Michael Keaton movie, it's difficult to tell that it's not supposed to be like a psychological horror, because his snowman is so fucking creepy.
Really?
Someone should redo the trailer like they do.
Yeah. I bet you somebody already has. The internet's fond of making things like that.
That it is.
I bet you can just cut in clips from that other Jack Frost.
We need to punch this up. Let's get some blood.
All right. There you have it. Honorable mentions?
None left.
Oh, I have some. So, the How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the Jim Carrey version. I enjoyed that.
Nice. I'll accept it.
Lethal Weapon.
Really?
Starts off at Christmas, just like Die Hard.
Doesn't it go for longer? Like, Die Hard takes place, like, all at that Christmas party.
True, but, I mean, the opening song to Lethal Weapon is Jingle Bell Rock.
Hey,
I need those on. I still have two more honorable mentions to list off. The Santa Claus. I like the first one. The Tim Allen.
That.
You never saw that?
I did not.
You know, I think my fondness for the first one was greatly diminished after having watched the second and third.
Yes, well, that would do it. But if you just think about it as a standalone movie, and then not what, because if you watch the third one, you realize he had a way to get out of the first one all along. Because he didn't want to be Santa. He spends the entire movie not wanting to be Santa and learning, "Oh, well, I guess I'll be Santa." And then the third one, they're like, "Oh, here's how you not be Santa." Wait, where was this in the first movie?
Where I was begging you to make me not be Santa.
I could go back in time and save that dude's life. Like, "Hey, don't fall off the roof." Done. Santa continues. The life goes on as happiness for everyone else.
Wait, someone died?
Yeah, that's how he becomes Santa. He inadvertently kills Santa Claus.
And that is the Santa Claus with an E.
That is fucked up.
And if you kill Santa, you gain his powers.
Have you never seen the commercial?
Maybe I just blocked it out. Maybe I was traumatized.
He's like, "Hey, you." Like, as he comes out and catches Santa on his roof, and he goes, "Hey, you." And Santa goes, "What?" And slips, falls all the way off the roof. And killing Santa doesn't give you his powers. Putting on his suit gives you his powers.
And why did he put on his suit?
His kid came out, and I don't know why.
To move the plot forward.
Basically.
It's like, how could you just kill a guy and then put on a suit? Oh, well, I guess he's not going to be using it.
Technically, he didn't kill him. He just was shouting at him, and then he died. Charlie from Numbers plays the head elf in in Santa Claus.
Yes, he does. That is true.
And my last honorable mention, which doesn't technically count, Back to the Future 2. It's never Christmas at any point in that movie, but I used to watch. I got it for Christmas one year. I got to open it on Christmas Eve and watch it, and since then I almost always watch it on the holidays. So for me, it's a holiday movie.
All right, I'm fair actually enough. More likely to give you that one than Lethal Weapon.
Ah! make no sense, sir.
No, I make perfect sense. You just can't understand it. Noah, any honorable mentions?
I have none.
All right. Well, then that's Sandcaster this week.
Yeah. Hey, none of us mentioned Independence Day. Kudos to us.
I didn't even think about that.
You just did. You ruined it.
I actually put it down. I was like, wait, no. I'm just putting it down because it's got the name of a holiday in its title.
If you can think of some holiday movies we missed, or just holiday movies you like, or if you like some of the same ones we did, go ahead and leave it in the comment section or Facebook. You can tweet us, whatever you want
to
do.
Just talk to us,
please. We'd love
to hear
from you and what your holiday favorites are.
We're sad and lonely.
Or you'd like to eat a dick, just let us know.
All right. If you do like to eat
dick. Well, let Noah know. He's got all the dick you can eat. Noah's got so much
he's
dick
like
you can have takeout.
He's like the Caesar's Palace buffet of dick. He is all you can eat.
For one low price.
All right.
I think we done dude it.
It's been done.
I think this will be the last episode that airs before Thanksgiving, so happy Thanksgiving, Americans, and...
Unless you're Canadian, in which case, fuck you. Get a real country.
Unless you're English, in which case, happy dealing with other things that are more important. Bye-bye, everybody. You're doing it.
Right in the queef.
Thanks for listening to this colossal waste of time we like to call the TanCast Podcast. Many props go out to DJ Technoid, who created and composed the official TanCast theme. If you like what you heard today, throw us a review up there at the iTunes Store. Give us maybe a 5-star review. If you really liked what you heard, go ahead and put a link in your Twitter or your Facebook. If you have any comments, feedback, or jokes for Tan Laughs, you can email those to us at fucktards@tancast.com, or you can email us individually at Tim, Andy, or Noah at tancast.com. Tancast.com is our official website where you can leave comments on this or any other episode, post comments on our blog, and find links to the official TanCast Twitter page, the official TanCast Facebook page, and the official TanCast Cafe Press store. That's enough shameless plugs for this week. Thanks again for listening to TanCast. You're doing it.
TanCast.
Oh, before everybody stops recording, Noah.
Yeah. Yes.
The successful troll is successful is someone posted on Facebook that there's a petition going on to get the Cardassians taken off of E, and it already has over 60,000 signatures. And then someone else one of my friends posted that on her Facebook page, and someone goes, that's stupid. Do you know how many people love that show, including me? Why not do something more important with your time, or something like that? I'm like, And so I basically baited that person into an argument, which lasted forever. And then at the one point I went, seems like you should be doing more something more important with your time. At which point I tweeted, successful troll is successful.
You're a dick.
at which I ended, you've convinced me. I'm signing the petition. And I did. And it's now up to 80,000 signatures.
Oh, nice.